بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Imagine a child who's running around the masjid. He's going everywhere, he's causing havoc, he's pushing people left and right. And there's this uncle who's drinking his chai. And now this child, he's running everywhere, and all of a sudden he hits the uncle. The uncle, obviously, chai everywhere, his anger is slowly building up. So the child, he goes running to his father. He says, Dad, I messed up. Because he knows no matter what he did, the father, he's going to be there for him. Because the father has guaranteed protection for his child. The father knows that no matter what the child did, the father has to be there. That if someone rebukes him, someone harms the child, that the father is the one who is going to retaliate. That the one harming the child, the one going against the child, is technically picking a fight with the father. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man salla subha fahuwa fi dhimmatillah." The one who prays Salatul Fajr, then he is under the protection of Allah. So just like that child, he is under the protection of his father. That no matter what the child did, the father will retaliate. We are all under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if someone harms us, someone attacks us, even if shaitan goes after us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will retaliate against us, but will retaliate for us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will ensure that justice is served. And we see that this is right with the saying that, as they say in English, the early bird gets the worm. And this is a perfect example of this, because the one who wakes up early, the one who goes out of his way, the one who comes out to Fajr Salah early in the morning, leaving everything behind, then this person has received something great. Like the bird which is getting its worm, the bird which is getting its food for the entire day, this person is getting the protection of Allah. And not only that, he is getting a reward so good that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who prays Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha in the masjid, then the reward is so good that if people knew, they would come crawling on their stomachs. Even if they had to come crawling on their stomachs, you would see the people still coming for Salatul Fajr. So my dear brothers, today I come to you with glad tidings. That alhamdulillah, we are here today and we have received this reward. But also a reminder, that this reward, it doesn't end once the moon of Shawwal is seen. It shouldn't be that the moon is seen and the next day for Fajr, we go from 300 people all the way to 30. We go from 13 slafs to 3 slafs. That as soon as the moon is seen, the people start leaving the masjid. That Salatul Fajr, the importance is not there anymore. If someone woke us up in the middle of the night and they told us, I will give you $100,000 right now, and every single time you come, pray Fajr Salah in the masjid, I will give you another $100,000. And every single time, no matter what, if you pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, then you will get $100,000. Would we ever miss a Salah? Would we ever wake up one day and say, you know, I'm not feeling it, I'm going to pray at home? Or maybe, na'udhu billah, say, you know, I'll pray tomorrow. My dear brothers, $100,000 is nothing compared to the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can say it's dirt compared to gold. And dirt is too high when you compare $100,000 to the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. So I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us all those people who are known for their attendance in the masjid. And I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us those people that no matter what, even if they have to come to the masjid crawling on their stomachs, they will still be here. And I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills this masjid all the way to the end, even after Ramadan has ended. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.